From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Barack Obama is on the final leg of his final foreign trip to Lima, Peru's capital, where he will seek to reassure U.S. allies in the Asia-Pacific region following the election of Donald Trump. Obama had made a focus on Asia and the Pacific, called a pivot or an Asia rebalance, the cornerstone of his foreign policy, but that could change substantially after he leaves office in 9 weeks. The president and his free trade allies have pushed hard for years to put the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement, or TPP, into action. But on the campaign trail, the Republican nominee, now President-elect Trump, has suggested he would disengage from Asia, calling TPP not in the best interests of America. NATO's Secretary General says the United States has a strategic interest in a strong, stable Europe. Speaking in Brussels, Jens Stoltenberg said a strong transatlantic bond was required to face the global challenges of extremism and cyber attacks.
A stronger, safer, and more prosperous Europe means a stronger, safer, and more prosperous United States. This is an essential lesson of 20th century history, and we should not forget it.
President-elect Trump spoke with Stoltenberg by phone on Friday. The military alliance says both leaders agreed that progress has been made on making sure member countries are sharing the defense burden, but that there is more to do. During the campaign, Trump suggested that the United States might abandon its NATO treaty commitments and pull out of the alliance if other countries don't contribute more. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The official Saudi press agency says a Saudi-led military coalition has declared a 48-hour ceasefire in Yemen. The truce is set to begin at noon Saturday, local time, 0900 UTC. The coalition said in a statement the truce would be extended if the Houthi rebels allow humanitarian aid deliveries to besieged cities. Yemen, on the southern edge of the Arabian Peninsula, has been in the midst of a civil war since September of 2014, when Houthis swept into the capital, Sana'a, and overthrew the government of President Abdel Rabb Mansour al-Hadi. The World Health Organization says the Zika virus no longer poses a world public health emergency, but stressed the need for a long-term response to the mosquito-borne disease. Dr. David Heyman is the chairman of the WHO's Emergency Committee on Zika.
The Zika virus and associated complications remain a significant and an enduring public health challenge requiring intense action within WHO, but it no longer represents a public health emergency of international concern.
Brazil, which has seen the worst of the Zika crisis, said Friday it would maintain its emergency status. More than 2,000 babies have been born with microcephaly since last year, most of them in Brazil. Seoul is bracing for a fourth straight weekend rally demanding the ouster of President Park Geun-hye. The investigation into a multi-million-dollar influence peddling scheme, allegedly organized by the president's longtime friend, shattered Park's carefully crafted political image as an incorruptible leader and has left her increasingly isolated and powerless. But not everyone thinks she should step down. Thousands of people gathered at Seoul Station Saturday to protest Park's resignation. The president of a group of people who say they love Park said it's absurd to make the president step down due to ridiculous rumors, distortions of facts, and false news reports when there is law. Prosecutors plan to formally charge Park's friend allegedly behind the corruption scandal and also are seeking to question her in the next few days. Haiti is going ahead with its rescheduled national elections on Sunday. Voting was delayed after Hurricane Matthew ravaged the Caribbean state last month. Millions of Haitians are eligible to vote for one of 27 presidential candidates, as well as for members of both houses of parliament. Haitian authorities confirmed Friday the voting will go ahead, even though much of the country's southwest is still dealing with serious storm damage. All of those offices due to be decided Sunday, although runoff and second rounds will be necessary in some cases. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.